listening to National Rock Review.
Hey, everyone. It's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. And right now, talking to Eric Rutan from Hate Eternal. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing? All right?
I'm good, brother. Yeah, man. Getting excited. Got you guys coming into town for my annual Fall Metal Fest along with the Infernus Tour, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Really excited about it. We haven't been there in, man, trying to think last time. Did we play there on Metal Alliance? I don't think so, but
yeah.
It's been a while, so
right on.
Time to catch up.
Cool, man. As not only a founding but original member, what are your thoughts looking back, man? Are you happy with how far the band has come over the years and the fact that it's still Hate Eternal and everyone still seems to love and dig what you guys are doing?
Well, first of all, man, I mean, when you think back, like, it's been 15 years or 16 years since the first record and all the work we put in over the last six albums and the DVD, I just think, you know, the first thing that pops in my head is just being grateful, you know, for all the opportunities we've had and all the great tours and, I mean, all the people around the world that have supported us for so many years. The more I do it, the more, you know, humble I become, just in the sense of that, you know, every record we do, people always anxiously await and anticipate the release. And it just makes me feel great to know that Infernus, I feel like we really delivered one of our finest albums to date. And really excited getting back on the road for the record and headlining. We haven't headlined in a couple of years. And, man, I have no, what can I complain about? You know, you start your own band when you're in your 20s, and here I am in my 40s, touring the world for the music that I love and playing for people that love what we do. Can't beat that.
Absolutely, man. I know you've produced the last four or five albums for the band. What made you decide to go that route versus getting a producer?
Well, you know, I mean, my dreams as a child was really, as a teenager, when I started playing guitar, was to always own my own studio and have my own band, sing and play guitar. And it's just kind of something I've always envisioned. And recording other people's friends of mine, bands and stuff like that. But the studio as Mono Recording Studios has gone way beyond my initial thoughts on that, you know. But I mean, we've done, I think, I don't know, 130 albums now or 140. I've lost track, but I've been able to record so many killer bands. And
nice.
It's like a love of labor because, you know, producing the 80 term records is a tremendous amount of work. But I also, it was always a lifelong dream. And I also felt like that, man, who best to understand the performances of everything and how I want the tones to be than myself, being the guy that is, you know, active member for the whole time of the band. So a lot of work, but I definitely, especially like with Infernus, where I feel like the production was the best we've ever delivered. So
cool.
It's great. Feels fantastic, you know.
No, that's awesome. And I know, especially over the years, there's definitely a good metal scene in Florida, but how popular is the death metal scene? Is there a good scene for like death metal and other types of extreme metal down in Florida?
I mean, there's so many great bands in Florida, you know, Deicide and Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel and Obituary, Hate Term, 11 Creation, you know, there's obviously a great place to live for death metal. But, you know, I mean, it's been, the shows are always good. There's, I mean, I really feel like everywhere is you have a loyal fan base no matter where we go. And I mean, we've been to Southeast Asia and South America and random places in America and you know, Canada. And I think the Tampa area is just like many other areas. You know, it's, you know, we have a niche, and you know, people that listen to this form of music, they're some of the most loyal guys you're going to find out there. And I mean, I think it kind of transcends wherever you play. You know, it's just people come out and they support you. And that's what's so amazing about metal, period. You know, when, once you're a metalhead, you're a metalhead for life.
That's true. It's like a family. I love that, too.
It is, man. It's great. You know, people support your band. You know, it's like this is probably one of the fewer forms of music where people buy the records and they, you know, they want to get a T-shirt. They want to support everything you do. They know the struggles that it takes to deliver the goods. And I always take that, I always think about that when we're doing records and doing tours and really giving back to the people that have done so much for us. You know, without our fan base, without the people that support us, we wouldn't be doing it. And it's like, you know, it's like this joint relationship to really deliver the best we can give to everybody. And in return, they do the same. And I've always felt so fortunate to have such great supporters of everything I've ever done, including Hate Eternal.
Yeah. Who would you say is the biggest influence? Who's been the biggest influence to you over the years? Is there one person or one band you've always kind of just had that awesome respect for?
I mean, it probably, you know, it'd have to be Slayer, you know. I mean, Slayer really was the band that just as a kid, I just said, man, you know, I loved just the heaviness, the evil vibe of the music and the lyrics. And I mean, Slayer is Iron Maiden. And there's, you know, if I go back in time, well, yeah, sure. You know, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, yeah. Black Sabbath and Ozzy. Well, as I became a teenager, I mean, it was like Slayer is what really made me want to create just aggressive, evil music, you know. And
yeah, that's true.
There's a million, there's just so many bands that inspire, but if I had to just lay one on the table, it'd be Slayer. I mean, who doesn't like Slayer?
Yeah.
You know,
it's just, that's it's true.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, one more in general, and then we'll get to some talk about the new CD and the tour. Proudest moment for you so far for Hate Eternal?
Man, tough to say. I would say that, man, Infernus for me, is definitely one of my, you know, personal proudest moments, just because I feel like the production of the album came out really how I kind of envisioned it, and the performances on the record came out fantastic with JJ and Jason and myself, and I think it covers like all the ground of what Hate Eternal has represented in the past and also going into the future. So I got to say that, you know, Infernus is definitely up there as far as one of our biggest accomplishments. And I think the fans have really acknowledged that. There's been a lot of people happy with the record. And myself, I'm the consummate professional, and I'm always, I'm a perfectionist, and, you know, I'm always striving for the best. And this record really, I felt like, man, we laid everything we had on the table and achieved something that was very special.
Now, this is album number 6 for you guys. How has the recording process changed? Is there anything you've learned or witnessed over the years that's helped either make it easier or make it more rewarding to record a record?
Man, I can tell you that, I mean, I think I've been involved in like 80 records now, and I learned something new from every experience. I mean, because anyone out there that knows it's in a band, you know, recording albums is a tremendously hard experience, but at the same time, it's like one of the most gratifying experiences in your life. And I have the fortune of being able to do it for other bands multiple times a year, and then every couple of years I do our own record. And I think my hearing, my senses become more acute as I do this, and my knowledge and experience just helps add so much to us doing our records. And I've had a process for some time now about how I do things, and been able to apply that to Hate Eternal. And every record I do, I learn something new, and I feel like going into Infernus, I never have felt so, I don't know if confident is the word, but just prepared for what was in store. And we do a lot of pre-production leading up to the recording of the luxury I have in my own studio, obviously. And then lots of practice, recording demos, doing this over and over again, the repetition of it, and then finally starting to track the record. And man, I think as I do more records, which I will continue to do, every record I do with us will just get better, in my opinion, because of my experience. So
no, very true.
Great experience. It's just a can't beat it, man. I mean, record your own band at your own studio on your own time, whenever you feel, and it's an amazing thing for sure.
That's true, man. The U.S. tour is now officially underway with Misery Index, Beyond Creation, and Rivers in the Hill. First show was what, last night? How was it?
Oh, it was great, man. I mean, the first show, obviously, the thing is about the first show of a tour, you're always like looking forward to getting one in the bag, you know, because you're get your feet underneath you, you know. But it was a great show. It's a great turnout, and we had a really great time.
Cool, man. I'm so excited to have you guys as part of my annual Fall Metal Fest that I do every year here in Michigan. Do you have any other shows on this tour that are anything like that, that part of, maybe part of another festival or anything, or is it mostly just the tour dates?
It's mostly tour dates, but we are playing in Cincinnati on Halloween, actually. That's kind of a festival, so it's probably to celebrate, you know, the Halloween time, kind of like yours as well. And that's always exciting, you know, there's a lot of killer bands playing, and you know, give people their money's worth, you know.
Yeah, for sure. What's the plan for the rest of the year? Do you guys usually take time off for the holidays, or are you pretty much just plowing straight through? Or
Well, we're touring up till Thanksgiving, and then the holidays I have some studio work for a few months, and then next year planning to go to Europe and Southeast Asia again, and South and Central America, and Australia, and then touring the States, I'm sure. by the summer again.
Cool. One more and I'll let you go, man. Anything left you'd still like to achieve for the band?
You know, I definitely, there's certain things we did with this record that personal achievements, you know, with the production. You know, I just got a feature in Guitar World, first time in my whole career. Obviously, that's something I've always envisioned and hoped for myself as a guitar player and being acknowledged. Man, the thing I think about always is like, okay, you know, I'm never one to rest on my laurels. You know, it's like, all right, Infernus, great next step in the evolution of Hate Eternal, but the next record must be better. And that's just how I look at things, you know, one record at a time and just continuing to improve upon the art that we love to do.
No, cool, man. Hey, everyone, just to recap, we've been talking to Eric Rutan from Hate Eternal. Don't forget, their latest album, Infernus, is out now, came out in August. And the guys will be in town on Sunday, November 1st for the annual Fall Metal Fest out at Diesel in Chesterfield, along with Misery Index, Beyond Creation, Rivers in the Hill, and just some sick, sick Michigan and Northern Ohio bands. Going to be awesome. Eric, man, thanks for your time, brother, and I look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
Oh, man, thanks so much for the interview, and thanks for the show. And, man, I really look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, brother, so be prepared to have some fun.
Hell yeah.
All right, take care. All right, bye-bye.
Take care.